All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. We're up to week number 6. Had a solid week number 5 as I found myself going 10-5. Got things started on the right foot this week. I picked the Patriots this past Thursday night at home over the New York Giants. And after the score was very close at the half, the New England Patriots were able to flex their muscles in the second half as they got their 6th win of the season and remain the only undefeated team in the AFC. Now, with that said, we have a slew of good games on tap for tomorrow, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number 6 in the National Football League season. Going to start off with the game that's going to be taking place tomorrow in jolly old England, as you're going to have the Carolina Panthers clashing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And for Carolina, it's a situation they're starting to get their footing under quarterback Kyle Allen. He's really got a feel for the pocket back there, and it definitely is helping his case that running back Christian McCaffrey is becoming one of the better ball carriers in the National Football League. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've been up and down all season, and they continue to show promise under head coach Bruce Arians. But the bottom line is Carolina is a better team, and I'm going to take the Panthers by the score of 30-23. Now, in Cleveland, you're going to have the 2-3 Browns hosting the 4-1 Seattle Seahawks. And make no mistake about it, Cleveland got punched in the mouth this past Monday night on the road versus the San Francisco 49ers, and they are hopeful that some home cooking will change that. But one thing we've seen so far from the Browns this season, they have a very bad offensive line, and now you have a Seahawks defense with Jadeveon Clowney up front that they're definitely going to be pinning their ears back looking to come after Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield to make life tough for him. This Browns defense needs to get back on track as well after the 49ers ran roughshod all over them on Monday night. And if they can't, Rashard Penny and company on the Seahawks offense are going to have a field day. I think the Browns do play better, but the Seahawks are the better team. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road by the score of 31-24. And arguably the game of the day, you're going to have the 4-1 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 3-2 Houston Texans. Both of these teams feature two of the young and better quarterbacks in the National Football League. Of course, Deshaun Watson for Houston and Patrick Mahomes for Kansas City. Both of these guys can sling it all over the football field, and there is not a throw that they can't make. Both of them are throwing to former Clemson alums at wide receiver. Of course, Sammy Watkins for Kansas City and DeAndre Hopkins for the Texans. This is going to be a back and forth nip and tuck affair, and the last team that has the football will win. I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 34-30. Now, down in Miami, you're going to have the winless Washington Redskins clashing with the winless Miami Dolphins, as somebody has to win this game. Of course, we saw Washington fire head coach Jay Gruden earlier this week, and now Bill Callahan is taking over on an interim basis. But the bottom line is you still have Case Keenum at starting quarterback, and that is not a good thing. Miami has been showing signs of life lately under first-year head coach Brian Flores. Washington is actually the 4-point favorite in this contest, in spite of the fact that they are on the road. But I think Miami is going to show a spirited effort at home, and the Dolphins are going to get their first victory of the season by the score of 23-17. Now, it's going to be the 3-2 Minnesota Vikings hosting the 3-2 Philadelphia Eagles, as the winner of this game will definitely be trending upward in the playoff picture in the NFC. I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and I think they have to have some signs of life for them after they saw the Dallas Cowboys lose last week to the Green Bay Packers, and that could be their opening to get back into this divisional race. The Eagles are going to play defense, but they also have to find a way to get the running game open early in order to take some pressure off of quarterback Carson Wentz. And it's going to be tough against a very good Vikings defense. But I look at this Eagles defense. Will they be able to pin their ears back and put enough pressure on Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins to force him into making some turnovers? Kirk Cousins looked calm, cool, and collected last week in the pocket, but that was against a bad Giants defense. I don't think it'll be the same tomorrow. Thus, I'm going to take Philly on the road by the score of 30-24. Now, you're going to have the 4-1 New Orleans Saints traveling to take on the 2-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. And Jacksonville, in spite of the fact that they have a losing record, they actually come into this contest favored by 3 over the Saints. But this New Orleans team, under quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, is really starting to get things going. He has really done a good job of keeping his seat warm while Drew Brees recovers from that injury. But it's also the Saints running game with Alvin Kamara that has stepped up, as well as the Saints defense. And I think this Saints defense is going to go out there, pin their ears back, and come after rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew in order to make life tough for him. I think that is a difference in this game. It's going to be tough for Jacksonville to score points in this contest, and thus I'm going to take New Orleans on the road by the score of 24-17. Now, it's going to be the winless Cincinnati Bengals traveling to Baltimore to take on the 3-2 Ravens. Baltimore comes into this contest favored by 11 points. And if you're Baltimore and you want to hang in there in the AFC North race, these are the kind of games you need to win. For all of you fantasy buffs out there, anybody who has the Ravens defense, start them, because they're going to go out there. They're coming after Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, and they want to make life tough for him and force him into possibly making a couple of interceptions. The Cincinnati defense is game, but they are going to have their hands full with Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson all afternoon long. I think this Ravens defense alone is too tough for Cincinnati's offensive line. Thus, I'm going to take the Ravens at home by the score of 34-20. Now, a big one in the NFC West is you're going to have the 4-0 San Francisco 49ers traveling to the Coliseum to take on the 3-2 Los Angeles Rams. Los Angeles comes into this contest favored by 3 points, in spite of the fact that they will not have the services of running back Todd Gurley in this contest due to an injury, which means more offensively will be on the right arm of quarterback Jared Goff. But people have not been paying attention to the San Francisco 49ers. This team is 4-0. They have one of the best pass rushes in the National Football League with that defensive line of theirs. Jimmy Garoppolo has got his feet back under him from the ACL injury, and this team is running the football. And more importantly, they are believing in what head coach Kyle Shanahan is selling. But the bottom line is the 49ers have to get this running game going tomorrow, because if they don't, Aaron Donald and the rest of his friends on defense are going to pin their ears back and come after Jimmy G. This is going to be a back and forth affair. The 49ers will be up for the challenge, but the Rams will get it done at home. I'm taking Los Angeles by the score of 27-24. Now, in the desert, you're going to have the 1-4 Arizona Cardinals traveling to take on the 1-3-1. Pardon me, it's the 1-3-1 Arizona Cardinals hosting the 1-4 Atlanta Falcons. Now, Atlanta, they gave up a ton of points in their last contest. This team simply has not been able to get it done this year, and the clock has to be ticking on the tenure of Dan Quinn's time with the Falcons as their head coach. Atlanta's defense has been non-existent, which means that quarterback Matt Ryan and his offense are going to have to try to get it done. But you look at this Cardinals team, week by week, they continue to play hard for rookie head coach Cliff Kingsbury, and they're starting to really believe in rookie quarterback Kyler Murray. The Cardinals got their first win of the season last week, and I think that trend continues tomorrow. I'm going to take Arizona at home by the score of 30-27. Now, in Denver, you're going to have the 1-4 Broncos hosting the 2-3 Tennessee Titans. And after the Broncos began the season with some bad luck as far as losing close games, they got on track last week as they simply out-physicaled the Los Angeles Chargers. This is going to be a physical game, as you have two quality offensive lines, two teams that don't win pretty, and two teams that rely on their defenses. It's going to come down to defense, special teams, and who makes the most turnovers in this game. I think the Broncos have the advantage at home, as Mile High is always a good backdrop, and I'm going to take Denver by the score of 20-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium, you're going to have the winless New York Jets hosting the 3-2 Dallas Cowboys. Dallas comes in this contest favored by a touchdown, but I'm telling you like this, take the over. Why? Because the Jets simply are not a good football team. They get quarterback Sam Darnold back, but this is an inept offense, even if they had Joe Willie Namath under center. The Cowboys got a reality check last week versus the Green Bay Packers, but this team, they will be clicking on all cylinders tomorrow on both sides of the ball. This is going to take Dallas in a rout by the score of 37-17. On Sunday Night Football, it's going to be the 1-4 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to take on the 2-3 Los Angeles Chargers. And for the Chargers, same old song as they continuously find ways to lose games that they should win. For the Steelers, they have a ton of injuries at quarterback, but I think they're going to rally around their new signal caller while giving the football to James Conner and relying on their defense to try to slow down this Chargers attack on offense. It's going to be a back and forth affair. The Chargers are going to find a way to lose this game, and they're going to hand it to the Steelers. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh by the score of 23-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's going to be the 2-1-1 Detroit Lions traveling to take on the 4-1 Green Bay Packers. And for Green Bay, it hasn't been pretty so far this season, but they're 4-1 and they're sitting atop the NFC North. For the Lions, they continue to be a thorn in the side of teams in this division, but is Matthew Stafford going to be able to have that big night in order to offset what quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the Packers can do? I like how Green Bay is playing defense, and I like how they're getting to the quarterback, and if Matt Stafford doesn't see the pressure, he could be on in for a long night. It's going to be a good game. Two teams that definitely have the potential to win this division and get to the postseason, but Green Bay is a tough out at home. Thus, I'm going to take the Packers by the score of 31-24. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 6 in the 2019 NFL season. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.